Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Okay, my guest today is Rupert Ami. He's with Careers, Inc., and we're going to talk about how you got into it and the development of Careers, Inc., and development of an executive. Rupert, good day.
Yeah, good day. Good talking with you, Jorge.
Rupert, Careers, Inc. was founded by Jerry DeMoss. How did he start, and when did he start?
Well, you know, Jerry, it's a good question. Jerry came to Puerto Rico, like many expats or Californians like him came. He was representing, he was a sales rep for More Business Forms. And he arrived on the island looking at the Caribbean market. He was given the opportunity of putting the More Business Form name in the market, and More Business Form exists today still. So whatever he did very well.
Okay.
And he did his job. But as he was opening, and you can imagine Puerto Rico in the 70s, if you can imagine,
I was here.
Okay.
I was here.
You know, it was a thriving community, very bicultural. A lot of American firms, multinationals, were starting their operations here, not only in the manufacturing, the commercial sectors, the banks, Citibank, Nova, Bank of Canada, many names that many of us have forgotten, but they were part of the growth of Puerto Rico during those years. And as he went visiting potential clients in the commercial sector and in the industrial manufacturing sector, being a continental, being a person, a native of California, he had just retired from the Navy, had just finished his Navy stint. He was a lieutenant commander. They started talking to him. Everywhere he went, they would talk about, "Hey, do you know where I can get some good people, candidates?" And it started really with secretaries, and, "Do you know where I can get a good administrative assistant, someone that can handle my business when I'm not here?"
At that time, the CEOs of most of these companies were expats.
Well, they're expats, and they're down here, and they need someone that speaks Spanish, but they want someone that speaks English as well, so they had to be bilingual. Now, you can imagine the trauma many of these executives had. They couldn't bring in their secretaries or their staff. They had to employ locally. And who would they reach out to? And it was then, really, that I think Jerry saw a great market, a market in the initial that was to be born. What he did was basically at that time, he thought of opening Careers, Inc., and giving all of these people that were asking him these questions, and friends of his through the years, a place where they could actually go and find professionals to help them recruit executives
on
the island.
He started from scratch.
He started from scratch.
His own money, his own capital, without any partnerships with any American company.
He did on his own. I understand that he took a loan from his father-in-law, and which usually happens. You have to have someone with money.
We know that.
And he took a small loan. It wasn't something huge. And he opened an office. His first office was in the recently inaugurated building of Banco Popular in Atorrey.
Where you still are.
Where we still are after 40 years.
But so, not the same office or the same?
No. We moved around from floors.
Okay.
But, it was amazing. I think it was the 16th floor. That's where he started. And we've been here, throughout the 40 years.
And by coincidence, when he started this business, you were starting something else. How did you start and how did you get into this
business?
I
started really after graduating from the University of Puerto Rico with my BBA. I decided that I had to have, during those times, I had to have a master's degree. I knew it was essential for what I wanted to do, and I loved marketing. I had a clear idea of marketing was the famous word, like plastics was in the movie. With Dustin Hoffman.
He went to Florida. I don't remember what
Remember that they said plastics, you know.
Remember my boy, one word, plastics.
One word. Well, in my time, it was marketing. And I wanted to get my master's degree.
Midnight Cowboy. Was it Midnight
Cowboy? No. Dustin Hoffman was Mrs. Robinson.
Well, I think
something like that.
Okay.
But the good thing was that I found that the government of Puerto Rico, Fomento, had a program that was really doing very well, where they were allocating scholarships for anyone that would apply for, you know, graduate studies. And all you had to do was show up and have a good, you know, record from your degree, right, from the university. They were obviously fostering these executives that would go into their program and would come back and pay the scholarship would be paid by their coming back and working in Puerto Rico. So right. It was a good deal. Right. And I was fortunate enough to get in. That year they picked 15 participants. I was one of them, and they only had one scholarship for marketing. And I got that scholarship. I had to go through a series of interviews. I had to do a presentation. I remember I had to really do a lot. It wasn't just showing up and filling out an application. There were literally hundreds of people applying. So I got the chance, I got the scholarship, I went to University of Florida in Gainesville. The governor of Puerto Rico paid for everything.
Was it a two-year program?
It was a two-year program. Right. Basically, I finished in a year and a quarter. The University of Florida program was a quarter program. It wasn't a semester. So I finished in a year and a half, basically. And when I graduated, it was one of those things, since you're a becado from Fomento, from the Economic Development Corporation, they already know that you're coming. So the first ones that have a bid on you are the government agencies. That's the way the scholarship works. If no one picks up your name, then and only then, with a written letter from the Economic Development Administration saying you could be released, do you go to the private enterprise. So your first pick has to be government. And I was fortunate enough at that point, the right-hand person of the administrator Fomento during my tenure was Manny Casiano, Manuel Casiano, who today owns Caribbean Business Newspaper. And his right-hand man was Manuel Morales Davila, which was a good friend of mine. I had known him through the years. And he later headed West Indies Advertising, which was owned by his dad. But he was doing his tenure there with Manny Casiano. And I remember that Manny Morales called me and said, you're graduating in June. I want you here in July. You're going to be working with me here in Fomento. And I said, you know, but what I'm going to do, doesn't matter. You come in, we'll talk. And that's how I started.
Yeah, Fomento is fomentar, it's promote.
Yeah, that's you know, I had no say.
Which we're not doing very much anymore.
Well, that's unfortunate, because to me, I saw Fomento that was maybe not in its heyday. You know, Teodoro Moscoso wasn't there and everything, but the philosophy was very active. His spirit was still walking the hallways, as I say. And when I walked in there, it was... the division of Industrias Nativas, and they were working to bolster the native industry and empresarismo and the management talent, and then the Intercontinental Division that was bringing in the pharmaceuticals and the multinationals, and it was promoters.
Yeah,
and
we never were able to really develop the native empresario.
But the native empresario,
always,
you know,
always falling short.
When you compare it to the state side, obviously. You can't compare it, but I saw so much, and I'll tell you why. When I walked in and sat down with my new employer, they had a new division that was called the Marketing Department under Enrique Petrovich, and which was a friend of my dad's by sheer coincidence. They were Army buddies. And that division was to help the native industries with their marketing plans and helping, giving them the tools, the essential tools for them to develop their businesses. And one of those tools, above and beyond financing in new markets, and product development was marketing. And guess who was the new kid on the block as a marketing consultant?
Rupert Amy.
Rupert Amy just came in with my degree and my master's in marketing. And my first assignment, I remember my new boss, Enrique Petrovich, telling me, you need to know what's out there in the Industria Nativa. So take that directory that has 110 firms, visit them. And for 3 months, with my wife in the car, I visited the majority of the firms on that list. And that's how I came to know Flanicedo when they were starting out in Mayagüez, the Opodingo Oasis, all of these, and the great majority, Industria Vasallo, the great majority were agricultural oriented, but we had a lot of like Industria Vasallos doing new things with plastic. And I met Efrain when he was the inventor, and it was an exciting time. And I was bitten by that excitement of seeing this talent that we had in Puerto Rico developing companies. I did what I could. And obviously I stayed there in the government for about a year and a half. And then Joe Velez became director of tourism, which was a sister company to economic development, although it was a separate, in those years it was a separate company. And he needed an executive assistant. I was in the office with Manuel Casiano when he said, I need a right-hand man. And I put up my arm and I said, why don't I do it? I love the advertising area, the marketing area. It was about time to try something else. I wanted to grow also professionally. It was a great chance. So I jumped ship and went to work for tourism. And it lasted for another maybe a year and a half, 2 years. And it was an exciting time because during that time that I was the special assistant to the director of tourism, Manny had purchased the rights to Miss Universe and the Miss USA contest in Puerto Rico as part of a promotion for the island. I was put in charge of putting it together. So I met the Glasser of these worlds and all these people. Donald Trump wasn't involved yet. So it was an exciting time. I was involved with, I had met a photographer that was taking some great pictures of Puerto Rico called Harry Friedman.
Right.
Became friends with Harry. We put his pictures all over the place with murals, and we started really working on things that were exciting. And from looking at it from my standpoint of just doing marketing for the local enterprises, now I'm doing the marketing of the island of Puerto Rico, which was very exciting.
What was the slogan at that time?
Oh, my gosh. You put me on the spot.
I put you on the spot. You know why? But I know.
It's like the Mrs. Robinson thing. We forgot the name.
Well, the main problem, is we keep on changing the damn slogan.
Well, we do.
Every 3 years, every 2 years, we go back and forth, and we don't have, something. No. We can't even the ones who were involved in the tourism
committee. Well, remember, every year
it was
you.
Bad.
Yeah,
it was
George.
Bad.
Every,
it has been bad.
That
portion of our promotion has been bad.
Yeah. We have not been consistent, and others have. Plus, we didn't have deep pockets. Remember, even now we have a bigger budget, but in those times, the tourism budget was like $3 million,
But I don't understand why we can't just stick with La Isla del Encanto, the Enchanted Island. Everybody knows us by that, and we keep on rejecting.
I think I think it's too obvious, and you have advertising agencies who want the account, so they want to change it. And every year you have a new advertising
agency. That could be it.
You need to change it. You need to do something. It's like a package of an old product.
So from tourism, you went to Palma?
No, and tourism, believe it or not, the government changed, and I was out of a job. I had to, the director of tourism put his resignation letter, and I had to put mine alongside his. That was the way it was done during those years, right. The director and his special confidant. So I reluctantly handed in my resignation to Pepito Rivera Janet, which was the new director of tourism, and he was my friend, and I knew him, and he reluctantly accepted. Patted me on the back and everything, but I was out in the street.
Right.
And as I crossed the street, I wanted to come to this building because Manny Morales, which was already in West Indies Advertising, and they had their office in this building, told me, Rupert, whenever you need something, call me. And I called him. I said, I'm not going to ask you for a job, but I want you to help me with my resume. I didn't have a resume. And the first resume that someone helped me put together was Manny Morales.
Okay.
Coming out of his office with a resume, I bump into Rafael Fabregas, which was heading Pete Marwick Mitchell. And we're talking. I had met Rafael Fabregas during my time in Fomento, then in tourism. He was very, very involved in Fondos Unidos, Cámara de Comercio. He was all over the place. He was a very active individual, God bless him. And he was a sweetheart of an individual also, a great professional, great Puerto Rican. And we're in the lobby, and he says, what are you doing in this building? You know, are you out of a job now? Yeah, I'm looking for a job. And he says, you have a resume? And I says, I just got my first copy. He says, give it to me. And he says, come walk with me. And I walked with him, and we went to his office in this building. And he sat me down. He called in. it's amazing.
Talk about walking into a job.
I walked into a job, you know, and we're talking. He calls in Don Kivane, that was in Pete Marwick at that time. Tony Gonzalez, that was in Pete Marwick at that time. He calls in these guys.
Juan
Agosto and Tony.
Juan Agosto. Pedro Galarza.
Yeah. Anyway, to make a very, very long story short, Jorge.
You got the job.
I was offered a job as marketing consultant for his new division. They were opening a consulting division for their clients that had nothing to do with finance or auditing,
right.
Management consulting. And I walked in, and who's in that division? Newly recruited Hector Mayor, Rafael Martinez Malgarida, people that we know today and that have done marvelous things with their lives. And I started working as a management consultant. Victor Sortero was my boss, and I did consulting. And it's while I'm doing consulting, I was with them for 2 years, I got to know the Palmas del Mar people. I got to know the people that were heading the project. They offered me the job.
And it was just starting.
They were starting. With Michael Ainslie as the president at that time. I had, I met him and he offered me a job. And after 2 years in Pete Marwick, I accepted the job as their first local manager of communications.
Okay.
Which was my official title when I started at Palmas del Mar. Now, we're talking 1974, I guess, by this time, 75. So, I started with them. They took me as part of the training exercise. I was the first executive that was hired locally. Everyone else from Sea Pines Plantation, Hilton Head, they were all stateside people. And I had to go visit Hilton Head. I met George Fraser, the founder and creator of the Sea Pines concept and Palmas. Fell in love with the concept of selling the real estate and selling and marketing to the local market, which was my mission.
Right.
All right. I was going to be the local marketer of Palmas del Mar. And I think there in that time, as time went by, I became marketing manager. I became VP of marketing. And then my last job there was VP of sales and marketing. By that time, management had changed. Sea Pine had already sold off Palmas. Palmas became, one of the owners was Chase Manhattan Trust. I had to deal with them, and then Max Sam. And I left really after the Chase Trust was about to sell. At that point, the president was, I dealt with Paco Arribi, Francisco Arribi, which was the treasurer, and Ledesma was the president of Palmas del Mar. We dealt
Joe Ledesma,
the lawyer that eventually ended up working in McConnell. He was my president and my boss when I left. Freddie Sanchez was the vice president of development, so I had to work a lot with Freddie. And these are people that I kept on dealing with the rest of my life. I mean, these are, the thing that's incredible is that I've maintained my network and my contacts throughout my career.
Yeah, incredible. No, that's one of your talents. Well, we're going to take a break, Rupert. I'm with Rupert Ami is my guest. We'll be back after this short break.